Childersburg Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, State Farm Agent Ron Carroll, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ineos, Childersburg Parks and Recreation and the City of Childersburg, First Baptist Church of Childersburg, Alabama Termite, Atkinson Homes, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good morning. Not used to saying that, but good morning and welcome to the 2026 Talladega County Basketball Tournament as we are here and getting set to bring you all the action this morning as the Childersburg Tigers and the Fayetteville Wolves will take court here in just a couple of moments. And we're going to step aside and take a timeout. When we come back, Jacob Bassett will be joining me from the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, and we'll tag team this one. We got basketball all day for you right here on Kicks 100.3.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text ALTAJOBS to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back courtside at Lincoln Golden Bear Arena here. Dave McCurley and Jacob Bassett with you. Doing a little duel today. It is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network in Childersburg and, of course, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Jacob, glad to have you along. Basketball all day long today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I took a day off from my normal job to come up here and call the next two games for the Fayetteville Wolves, and Hopefully there'll be two competitive games.
Yeah, and of course, happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody out there that may be off. And of course, Fayetteville about to come into the gym. Childersburg already out doing their stretching. The first game today, we'll go ahead and tell you, breakfast at Lincoln didn't have us call the Winterboro girls and B.B. Comer's girls. Not a close contest at all. 80-20. Winterboro's been doing that to everybody they play, Jacob.
Yeah, they play pretty sound basketball. It's the first time I've seen them in person. You know, I watched a little bit of them on the Aggie Sports Network the other night. Pretty sound basketball team, very fundamental.
Yeah, Coach Rebecca Williams has got them primed and ready to make a run toward Birmingham. Let's talk about these two teams right here. You call a lot of the – most all of the Fayetteville games. I do the same for Childersburg. First, let's start with the Tigers. A monumental win on Friday night. 15 times in a row had midfield beaten Childersburg in the last almost 6 years. And finally, they knocked the door down. We've been close several times, but we knocked the door down 51-50. The Tigers now 16-6 on the year. So if they defeat B.B. Comer next week, then there will be a coin toss between them and midfield to see who hosts the area tournament. But when you look out across this court, Johnny Johnson, Gerald Douglas, Coach Kirkland, they've got Coach Tim Hall. They've got these guys playing at an elite level. And when you look out there, they're going to have the size advantage over Fayetteville today.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we talked about it the other night. You know, you joined me on the Wolves broadcast. You know, we have to play big boy basketball. And especially with this team, we're going to have to get to the boards on the offensive and defensive side. If not, we're in big trouble on the Fayetteville side.
We've got big guys. We've actually got a guy named Hezekiah Parker that took an all-state forward the other night for midfield. He scored his first basket, did Jashawn Moore, with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's how good a defense. These guys, when they want to play defense, they're going to lock you down, and it's going to be almost impossible for you to get good looks at the basket. On the other side of the floor, you know these Fayetteville Wolves, I'm telling you. Landon Thomas can shoot it from inside or outside, but to me, one of the guys that really makes him go is senior Brendan Marlin.
Yeah, and, you know, he can also shoot inside, outside. You give him the ball in space or even with people guarding him, you know, he can pull up and shoot a three or shoot a mid-range.
Yeah, and, of course, they're a lot like Childersburg in the fact that he's got some good seniors on this team. Landon Thomas, of course, Brendan Marlin that we mentioned, but Braden Liner. Braden Liner is also a good senior, and also one of the guys that kind of is not going to score a lot of points, but he's going to do whatever you ask him to do is Aiden Blair.
Yes, and don't take away from Braden Liner. You know,
yeah.
Braden, you know, he got some good shots in the other night against Horseshoe Bend, and if you can get him hot, he can score at will.
Yeah, and, of course, this Tiger team, when you talk about scoring, we lost one of our key components a few weeks ago by winning the Talladega Christmas Tournament. Seneca Sheely, a senior, basketball is the only sport he plays, broke his foot in the championship game of that. He's done for the year. He's had surgery. Wish that kid the absolute best because he's a great kid, and I don't know if he's here today or not. I haven't seen him, but picking up the scoring last Friday night was two guys. One guy, Tay Fairman, who's probably going to be the fastest guy in this tournament, or one of them. It's hard to stay in front of Tay Fairman. And then Jacob Johnson, son of Coach Johnny Johnson, when he gets inside in that paint, he is very strong and very tough, and you're going to see a lot of that today.
Yeah. You know, you were with me the other night against Horseshoe Bend on our side. We have to limit turnovers.
Yeah.
And, you know, turnovers was the deciding factor in that game.
Yeah, and one of the things that Horseshoe Bend did not do a lot against Fayetteville was press them a lot, and Fayetteville still turned the ball over even in the front court. Tonight or today, they're going to see a 2-2-1 full court press the entire ball game, and if they're not ready and sound for it, it could be a long day. It is the Small Schools County Tournament. It is Childersburg, the number one seed at 16-6, Fayetteville at 5-11. They are the number four seed. We'll tell you about some of the other games that are going to be happening later today when we come back here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. You're listening to it on Kicks 100.3.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Well, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network, also fueled by Allen Brew Markets. Go by and see any one of the Allen stores. I tell you what, I stopped by there this morning. Petrol, you can get biscuits, you can get a good lunch anytime you want. Any of the coldest drinks anywhere in Talladega County. Well, you heard from one of our great sponsors there in the opening from Atkinson Homes, and we always do the Atkinson Homes keys to the game. I'm going to tell you what I think the keys to the game for Fayetteville is, or for Childersburg is, and I'll let Jacob do the same thing for Fayetteville. My keys for Childersburg, they're going to have to keep the game at their pace. They're going to want to run and get out when they get a defensive rebound, but they're going to want to press you. And I think one of the main things they'll try to do early on in this game today is get the ball inside to Hezekiah Parker some and see if the big man can try and impose his will against the Fayetteville Wolves. And, of course, they're going to have to keep from getting in foul trouble. Jacob, from the Fayetteville side, what about your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game?
Well, the biggest thing is limit turnovers. We are known for turning the ball over in crucial times. You saw that last Tuesday night against Horseshoe Bend. We just wasn't there, you know, mentally. You know, we were throwing the ball to people that wasn't there. Second thing, we cannot take unnecessary shots. We're known for that, too. We're going to have to limit that. And lastly, we're going to have to find a way to get around that press of Childersburg.
Principal Matt Brooks used to be the head football coach at Childersburg and here in Lincoln High. He's a great guy. He and Blair Mayfield have made this so easy for me today. I want to thank them here. Appreciate those Atkinson Holmes keys to the game. And, Jacob, you talked about the turnovers. The other night, they would just dribble the ball off their foot or throw a pass when nobody was there, as you mentioned, unforced errors.
Yes.
They can't have any of that. But if you'll remember, last year in this tournament, they played Childersburg at Childersburg, and probably they lost, but probably played their best game of the year.
Oh, most definitely the best game they played all year. Now, we're going to have a mirror image of that today if we want to at least keep it close, much less win it.
Absolutely. As Childersburg and Fayetteville both taking their last few-minute warm-ups, we're going to step aside and take another timeout. That'll do it for the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. When we come back, Jacob Bassett will have the starting lineups for both teams and, of course, the tip-off. It's Childersburg and Fayetteville on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Fayetteville Wolves. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. You're listening to it on Kix 100.3.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely, close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Childersburg Tigers basketball is on the air. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center, Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Welcome back courtside at the Lincoln Bear Arena, Golden Bear Arena. Let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification as we're close to the top of the hour. You are listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Kicks 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Also home today for the Fayetteville Wolves, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. Dave McCurley and Jacob Bassett with you as we're getting ready for tip-off here between Fayetteville and Childersburg in the first round of the Small Schools County Tournament. Earlier this morning saw the Winterboro girls defeat the B.B. Comer girls 80-20. We hope that this one will be a little bit closer. And, of course, Jacob Bassett is celebrating a birthday today. We're going to say happy birthday. How old?
37.
37. You're getting old, man, like me. Hey, Jacob Bassett also has our starting lineups for both teams. Childersburg at 16-6. Fayetteville at 5-11. Jacob, you got the starting lineups.
Well, we'll start with the designated away team for today, the Fayetteville Wolves. Jetliner, Aiden Blair, Brennan Marlin, Landon Thomas, and Brody Ushery, the starting five for the Wolves. The starting five for the designated home team, the Childersburg Tigers. Jacob Johnson, Brandon Calhoun, Xavion Swain, Tay Fairman, and Hezekiah Parker.
Same starting five they had Friday night in that big win over midfield. And, Jacob, I'm going to tell you like I tell my buddies at B.B. Comer. When I'm courtside, you've got one responsibility during the broadcast today, and that is if the ball comes over here, you are to save your play-by-play guy.
I got you.
You got me. All right. Hey, we're going to be all right. Jacob will also join me and KJ on the next game. We talked about this tournament going on. Six games today for you to come up and see. The next game features these same two schools in the girls' class. The Childersburg girls, the number two seed, and the Fayetteville Wolves, Lady Wolves, the number three seed. Here it's 1-4 with the boys, but Winterboro's girls are going to be the number one seed wherever they go.
Yeah, no, you know, they beat Sylacauga, so, you know, they can beat teams in upper classes as well.
They're going to be hard to beat all the way through Friday. So if you're wondering, I'll give you a little idea of what's going to happen today. You've got six games, as I mentioned, as the head basketball coach, Coach Chris Smith from Lincoln, absolute just, and there's my favorite lady coach right there, Miss Rebecca Williams. Congratulations on your win today. And of course, she's Hall of Fame in my book. She knows how to get it done. But Jacob, six games today, two boys. We'll end up with two girls games to end the day. We'll have the last broadcast with Sylacauga and Talladega's ladies teams. And then, of course, tomorrow night it's the big schools boys tournament. You'll have Sylacauga playing against Mumford and Talladega and Lincoln, the host here. All of this taking place at Lincoln High School. So it's a week long of high school basketball and a great tournament to have. And, Jacob, you know, as an athlete, you want to say, hey, we won the county championship.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, they've been doing this county tournament for a long time. I played in it on the baseball side of things. You want those bragging rights for Talladega County.
And, see, that's something that you can't really claim in football. You know, even though you can claim that you played two or three or beat one or two of them, this is an actual tournament that you can claim the title. And I remember a couple of years ago at Winterboro, Childersburg went through the small schools without a problem and then got to the super and defeated Sylacauga. So as this tournament gets toward Thursday and Friday, you're going to see some very good basketball.
Most definitely.
Well, here we go. Brandon Calhoun will jump center, and he'll jump it against Brody Ursary, and we're about set to get things underway. Glad to have you along. And Childersburg controls the tap. Here's Jacob Johnson. He'll go down, lay it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. There's Xavion Swain, and he'll lay it up and in. So immediately Childersburg scores on an offensive rebound, and they're set up in that full court press. And Fayetteville throws it away. They got it to half court. Landon Thomas couldn't find Aiden Blair, and they turn it over.
Yeah, kind of fell into a trap there and had to force the pass to Aiden.
Here comes Tay Fairman with the basketball. He'll get it to Brandon Calhoun, right wing. Turns around to Xavion on the block. Xavion going to work again. Can't get a shot. Finds Tay down the lane. His shot was partially blocked, but they're going to say there's a foul in there. Now, here's going to be our difficulty today, unless they start putting player fouls up on the board, Jacob. Our back is to the officials when they go to the scores table. We're already on the other side of the floor, so I have no idea who that foul was on.
Well, from what I could read, it was either Landon or Brody, because there was a one before the other number.
I think it was actually on Brody Ursary. Tay Fairman hits his first free throw in an unorthodox way, kind of wedged it and got it to go. He misses a second. Ursary with a rebound for Fayetteville. 3-0 Childersburg in the early going here. Here's Brennan Marlin with the basketball. He'll give it to Jet Line or to Aiden Blair, and they're going to lose it again, but then they regain it. Blair across the court, and Landon Thomas for three off the back iron, no good. He got a good look at it and couldn't get it to go. Here comes Tay Fairman. He's going to go to the rack with it. Pulls up, finds Jacob Johnson for three. That's off Bart, no good. There's Hezekiah Parker. He's no good, and if they give Childersburg three and four shots at it, they're in trouble. Brandon can't get it to go, and Childersburg's going to get it again. Tipped away from behind by Brennan Marlin, and Fayetteville's going to come out of there with a steal. Childersburg had five looks at it, and if you give them five looks, it's not going to be a very good day for Fayetteville.
Yeah, a rare missed possession for the Tigers.
And Aiden Blair will go down the lane. He's going to be fouled, and I believe that's going to go against – actually, no, they'll call – I think they called the possession error. Let's see if they change that. And they'll throw it in. They do change it. So that was a possession. Landon Thomas can't get the turnaround. Brandon Calhoun with a rebound. Here comes Tay Fairman. He'll give it to Xavion. Drives down the lane, up and under Landon Thomas, and it's 5-0. That's a sophomore right there making it go for the Tigers. Here's that press. Fayetteville gets it across with ease this time. Marlin will drive around the right side, try a shot from the baseline. No good. Childersburg wants to run with it. Here's Tay Fairman. He's going to go all the way down, lay it up and in. Nobody contested him, and it's 7-0.
That press is giving Fayetteville fits right now.
Yeah, and a near steal again, and they're going to call a foul this time on Xavion Swain, trying to take it away from Aiden Blair. So 7-0, Childersburg, 5:37 to go in the first quarter. Fayetteville needs a bucket here. One thing they don't need to do is fall way behind early. Here's Jet Liner. He'll give it to Aiden Blair. Now to Ursary. Back to Brennan Marlin. He's being guarded by Tay Fairman. That's a good matchup right there today. He'll get a screen from Landon Thomas. Thomas got away with a double dribble. Dribble it down underneath. Can't get it to go, but there's Ursary. Couldn't get the layup to go. He gets it back, puts it in, and he's fouled. And they're going to call Hezekiah Parker on that foul. And Ursary will go to the line to try to get a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
If Ursary can connect on this, maybe that's the shot the Wolves need right there.
Yeah, they missed two point-blank layups. And he misses the free throw. Hezekiah Parker rips down the rebound. Here comes Brandon Calhoun to Tay. Might have got away with a walk. Going to drive down, lay it up, no good. There's Hezekiah. He couldn't get it to go. And Fable's going to come out of there with numbers, but they'll hold it up with Jet Liner. Jet being guarded by Xavion Swain. Lefty is long and lengthy. and they run the trap, and Jetliner's going to get it and go down to the ground, and that's traveling. Yeah.
You can't squirm on the floor.
No, but he did a great job just to catch it, and it was good. They knew what to do with the basketball when that trap come and just couldn't connect on it. Here's Childersburg now. Tay Fairman to Brandon Calhoun to Jacob Johnson, backing down, back to Calhoun. Boy, he had a shot, but couldn't handle it very well. Lefty Swain over on the left side. Brandon Calhoun for three, off the back iron, no good, and Jacob Johnson runs it down. And I tell you, Childersburg's not hitting a lot of their shots, and there's a block shot, Landon Thomas on Jacob Johnson, and Jetliner goes to the floor, but he kept his dribble, gets it back to Aiden Blair. That's no good from three. And Tay Fairman had to save it in, and Fayetteville loses it. But I'm going to make a point here. Childersburg's not hitting a lot of their outside shots right now. But if they continue to get three and four looks at the basket, it's going to be a long day for Fayetteville.
Yeah. Right there, that turnover right there is what we talked about. A miscommunication on a pass, a behind-the-back pass that was not necessary.
Nope. Two people check in for Childersburg. Duke Fairman. He'll replace Hezekiah Parker. And also, there's a three by Brandon Calhoun's good, but also Christian Hurst is into the game for, looks like, Jacob Johnson. Normally he comes in for Lefty Swain, but he's in there for Jacob right now. Here's a trap, and Chillsburg steals it away with Duke, and then Marlin was capable enough to go back and get it back, and they get a layup. Brody Ursary's got all 4 points for the Wolves, and it's 10-4. Fayetteville in a 3-2 zone. Brandon will get another look at three, and he cans it down. When he starts hitting threes, you're in trouble. And it's 13-4. 3:05 to go first quarter. Here's Marlin looking at a trap. He gets it down the floor to Landon Thomas. They'll come out on him. Scouting very well by Johnny Johnson and Gerald Wallace. Marlin will get in the middle of the lane. His jump shot no good over Duke Fairman. Here comes Christian Hurst. He'll go all the way. That is actually Braden Liner who's checked in the game, and he took a charge. Charging is the hardest thing to call for an official.
Yeah, you got to have those feet set, and you got to know the feet are set before you make that call.
And you can't lean either way either. I felt like Liner might have got away with leaning just a little bit to his right, but not enough. He did a good job, and that's an offensive foul. 13-4, more subs for Childersburg. J.J. Davis, quarterback of the football team's in there. And Fayetteville's trying to give it and go, and they get it. And Jetliner is going to put it in for two. Nice give and go from outside to inside, and it's 13-6. Brandon, they get out on his three-pointer this time. He'll feed it down into Duke Fairman, and Brody Ursary is going to go over his back. And if we were correct on the first foul, that's going to be Brody's second.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, and that's going to bring in Braden DeLoach for Ursary probably here. Did he come in for Brody? He did. And Duke will get inside. A shot goes and gets his own rebound, puts it in. That's just athletic ability. He went all the way across the court to get his own rebound. 15-6, Jetliner weaves his way through a trap. Now Marlin's being trapped out court, half court. He'll get it to Jet. He'll go, give it back to Braden Liner for three. Off the front iron, no good. Tipped around and controlled by Childersburg's Brandon Calhoun. Here comes Christian Hurst with the basketball. Falls into the hands of J.J. Davis for three. That's an air ball. And it's 1:45 to go in the first quarter. 15-6, Childersburg with the lead. Here's Brendan Marlin working against Lefty Swain. Tell you, this sophomore has really, ever since, especially since Seneca Sheely went down with a broken foot, he has come in and really done well for Coach Johnson.
Yeah, has that next man up mentality.
Yes, that's going to be a traveling call on Braden Liner. And Fayetteville will turn it over again. More substitutions for Childersburg now. Look at this. You got junior Micah Hall, his dad Tim Hall, one of our coaches, and also young man Cody Fowler, who is a freshman. Hurst misses a three. J.J. Davis gets the rebound and loses it, gets it back, puts it up and in. 17-6. Childersburg now with only one starter on the floor. Actually, no starters on the floor for the Tigers. Fayetteville still with three of them out there. Number 24, Ty Stone's in the game for Fayetteville. Here's big man Landon Thomas with an open look for three. He can't get it to fall, and there's going to be a foul. I believe it's going to be on Ty Stone as he kind of knocked Hurst to the floor on the rebound. 33 seconds to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. 17-8, Chillsbury looking to pad their lead here. Here's Micah Hall with the basketball. Back to J.J. Davis at the top of the circle. Left corner it goes to Hurst, trying to feed it inside to Fowler. Can't get it to him. Now Hurst will get it. Drive on the baseline. His shot over Landon Thomas, good, and it's 19-6. Less than 10 seconds to go. Jetliner tried to get it inside, and it's knocked away by Chillsburg, or is that a turnover? No, it's going to be Fayetteville basketball.
Yeah, I think it knocked off of Hurst's hand over there.
2.9 seconds to go. They got to get one up in a hurry. They do with Brennan Marlin. It's no good at the buzzer. And the end of the first quarter brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy in the books. 19-6, Childersburg over Fayetteville. We'll step aside with another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Tiger Sports Network and Childersburg High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Begin the second quarter, and as you heard from INEOS there, I need to let everybody know, if you need a job, INEOS is having a job fair 2 days from now, Wednesday, at the Talladega Career Center from 9 to 12. I know Miss Pam Connolly. She is a sweetheart. She's HR manager. Very good jobs up at INEOS, so if you need one, take your resume and go from 9 to 12 on Wednesday morning. Childersburg will get the first possession. They miss a three, but then they get their offensive rebound, and then Tay Fairman goes down the lane, gets stuck there, gives it to Brandon Calhoun for three, off the back iron, no good, but they get another offensive rebound with Hezekiah Parker. He's going to try to go up, and he's going to be held. Don't know if that'll be free throws or not, but I believe they got, is that number?
Landon.
Landon
Thomas with that one.
Yep. So Hezekiah will go to the free throw line. 7:22 to go in the second quarter. Trying to pad to Chillsburg's 13-point lead. He can't do it. He missed two free throws at the end of the midfield game that would have been huge, but, boy, how well he played against Deshaun Moore down low. Just absolutely frustrating, the big man for the Patriots. And Hezekiah hits one of two, and it's 20-6. Chillsburg with a 14-point lead as we get going here in the second quarter. And Fayetteville just absolutely almost threw it away, and it had not been for Brandon Marlin.
Wow.
They would have, and he got it, knew what to do with it, went to the goal. That's a good move.
And he was double-teamed going up, too.
Yep, good move from Marlin. Makes it 20-8, 12-point Tiger lead. Here's Jacob Johnson to Brandon Calhoun. They'll play catch with each other. Now to the foul line to Xavion. He had Tay Fairman on baseline and threw it over his head. He threw that like he was throwing it to Hezekiah. And here is Jetliner with the basketball to throw it in, and they'll look at full court pressure again. Now 1-3-1 full court press, and there's a three-pointer by Landon Thomas, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's his first points of the game.
It is.
And a big one to pull Fayetteville to within 9, 20-11. They get it down to Hezekiah working against Landon, and they're going to call a foul on, I believe that's going to be probably on Braden Liner. Let's see who they get. They might have called it on, yeah, that's going to be on Braden Liner. I thought they were going to get, like you, get Landon Thomas, but they didn't. And Childersburg will inbound it underneath their own bucket. Here's Tay Fairman, being guarded closely by Jetliner. Jacob Johnson, left wing, now back to Tay. He'll get it in the middle to Xavion Swain. Back to Brandon, 4-3. You just can't. There's nothing you can do. If you stay in a zone and he hits those shots, you're in trouble.
He's almost automatic. I think he has, what, one miss from beyond right now?
Yeah, he's 3 of 4, well, 3 of 5, and Fayetteville can't handle the pressure again. They throw it away in the front court. And another turnover with 5:59 to go, second quarter, 23-11 now. Childersburg with a lead. And they'll get the net down on the Fayetteville end where Landon Thomas swished it the last time. 23-11. Here comes Tay Fairman with the basketball. Childersburg starting five back out on the floor. They'll put Jacob and Brandon on the same side now. Jacob gets in the lane. That's just about automatic, but he missed everything, and it goes out of bounds off of
Jetliner,
so it'll be Childersburg basketball. As a guy, I thought it was Fayetteville ball.
But, you know, I'll take that over what they could have caught because Jetliner was all over the back.
Yeah. Here's Tay Fairman. Brandon, three-point, couldn't get shot off. Here's Tay. He's being hounded by Jet, and he goes right by him, pulls up from the free throw line, no good. Tipped around, and controlled by Jetliner. He'll get credit for a rebound there. Here he comes down the floor, and the Wolves finally will try to run their offense. Braden. In the corner it goes to Brody Ursary, who's in there with two fouls. On the baseline, he's trapped. And I think they're going to call a holding foul on Childersburg. Let's see who they get.
It was Swain.
Yep, Xavion Swain, that'll be his second foul. So we'll see if Coach Johnny Johnson goes to his bench or leaves the sophomore out there with two fouls. Long three-pointer, and I believe that one was partially blocked by Jacob Johnson off the hands of Jetliner. Or excuse me, that was Brennan Marlin who took that shot. Childersburg misses a shot with Tay Fairman, and Hezekiah puts it back home and gets the foul. And I think that foul is going to be on Braden Liner. If it is, that's two on him.
That's two quick ones on him.
And Xavion Swain will come out of the game for Childersburg, being replaced by Christian Hurst. And Hezekiah will go back to the free throw line where he's been camping out there for the last few minutes. 25-11. Make it 26. That left-handed big man shoots a soft shot. He's very good around the goal. Here's Marlin to Landon Thomas. They'll double-team him as he wanted three. Now they get a good look to him. The three by Thomas off the back iron, no good. Christian Hurst with a rebound. Here come the Tigers with a 15-point lead, trying to add to it. Hurst will run in the lane, can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound, and he's going to be fouled. Now, either one of these two fouls, they're going to call it on 14 from behind, and if I'm not mistaken, that may be Ursary's third foul.
Yeah, I'm trying to see Bella Kelly over there, the Fayetteville bookkeeper. She'll let Moore know.
Well, they're going to send Ty Stone in for him, and Hurst will be at the free throw line. He's good on his first one, 27-11. Unlike most high school basketball teams, Childersburg is pretty good from the free throw line. As soon as I say that, Hurst will clank one up there, but he hits both of them, 28-11. And checking in for Childersburg for the first time is Cody Fowler. And this young man is a ninth grader, and he can play. And is there a question about fouls? Or
yeah, well, talking to the bookkeepers over there.
Okay. Jacob maybe can find that out at halftime. We're 4:30 away from getting there. Here's Fayetteville. They finally get it across half court and try to run up their offense. Jetliner, right wing. Can't get anything, so he gets it to Marlon.
Oh, wow.
He got away. He did
that was obvious.
I was going to say he got away with a travel, but a little late whistle there, but it was obvious, as you said. He took about three or four steps. And Jacob, that's getting the basketball and looking anxious because you're open.
Yeah.
You're not normally open with Childersburg, and Childersburg promptly just throws it away. Chase Wayne and Christian Hurst not on the same page there. And, of course, I see some folks in the stands here. I want to say hello to Superintendent Dr. Suzanne Lacey, along with one of my favorite people in the world, Miss Suzanne, Dr. Suzanne Lacey. And Marlon will get a look at a three off the screen of Landon Thomas. That's no good. Rebound, Childersburg. Here comes Tay. He'll go right down the lane, kick it outside to Hurst. Hurst across the floor to Brandon. Now they'll set things up with Tay again. Also, and there is Cody Fowler getting a rebound, trying to go back up. Can't get it to go. Good job by Ty Stone of Fayetteville, and he gets the rebound. Jet will go down the lane. His shot was blocked, but he's going to be fouled, and I believe that's going to go against
Johnson.
Johnson. Either Cody Fowler or Jacob Johnson. I think they said two and
Jacob
not
Johnson,
20.
Yeah.
Also sitting over there with Dr. Lacey, one of my other favorite people in the world, Miss Kathy Landers. Here's Jetliner. He swishes the first free throw. And I tell you what, this little sophomore can play too. You know, he's not afraid to get in there, as you saw on that drive, Jacob. But he's not afraid to go to the goal with all those bigger trees.
You know, he's the smallest one on the court, but he might be the toughest one on the court.
I say that usually for Tay Fairman too. Getting an offensive rebound and a putback is Landon Thomas, and that won't make Coach Johnny Johnson and Gerald Wallace very happy. 28-14. Here's Tay with the basketball. He gets in the middle of the lane, kicks it back out to Christian Hurst for three. Off the front iron, no good. There's Tay getting the rebound. Kicks it out to Jacob. Inside to Tay. Brandon for three. No. And Landon finally gets the rebound for Fayetteville. If they can limit Childersburg to one shot, they got a chance of staying in this game. But if Childersburg continues to get more and more and more offensive rebounds, a backdoor cut. Ty Stone just couldn't hit the layup.
Missed nice opportunity there.
Yeah, nice pass from Landon Thomas. Here comes Tay Fairman. He'll get it down to Cody Fowler, who can't get it in there. Tay gets the ball back. His three-footer can't go. Ty Stone getting in there and getting the rebound. 2:15 to go in the first half. 28-14, Childersburg. Here's Jet. He's in trouble with a double team, and he throws it off the hands of Tay Fairman. Back into the game for Childersburg will be Duke Fairman and J.J. Davis. They will replace Cody Fowler and whom? I think they replaced Tay Fairman as well. Here comes Brendan Marlin with a basketball, working against Christian Hurst. He'll find Braden Liner, left wing. And he's going to get called for traveling again. And a good call. He likes to move his feet before he dribbles, and that gets him in trouble. More substitutions for Childersburg now. Brandon Calhoun and Jacob Johnson exit the game. Micah Hall, along with Eli Fowler, into the game. That's going to be Cody Fowler. And a miss by Christian Hurst. I believe we're going to get a foul on Christian going over the back of, going over the back of Landon Thomas. So Cody Fowler on the floor along with Christian Hurst, Duke Fairman, Micah Hall and J.J. Davis.
Oh.
And a near steal, and Fayetteville ended up almost throwing it away. I don't think Coach Moore was very happy with Aiden Blair there.
It was a near backcourt on the Wolves, too.
Yeah. They get it in bounds to Brennan Marlin. Spin move on Micah Hall. And I'm going to tell you one thing. That's a little water bug you're going to have trouble getting around right there. Give and go. And get it down underneath to Aiden Blair, who banks it home. Nice pass by Landon Thomas. And the Wolves stayed within 12, and Childersburg throws it away. And coming into the game for the Tigers for the first time, J.J. Davis's twin brother, Amari Davis, and they look nothing like twins. J.J.'s our quarterback, and Amari played defensive line. So what does that tell you? Blair in trouble in the backcourt. They may get a 10-second call, but they get it across with about a second to spare. Here's Brennan Marlin being hounded by Micah Hall. He'll get a screen, and that's going to be a foul on Landon Thomas.
A moving screen right there.
Not only was it moving, but he threw that shoulder into Micah. And I'll tell you one thing. Micah Hall is probably the littlest. Well, he is the littlest guy. And he's smaller than Jet Liner. But I will tell you this. He is tough as a can of nails. He went across the middle several times and caught passes this year on the football team. He's the most sure-handed guy on the football team. And that should have been, well, it is putting Fayetteville over the limit with fouls, but with it being an offensive foul, no free throws, they get it into Duke, and he puts the ball on the floor and can't do anything with it. And here's Micah Hall for three, off the back iron, no good. Good look. And Fayetteville trying to snowbird, and that's not going to work. Duke Fairman back to bust it up. Here's Christian Hurst. They're going to get Jet for a reach-in before long.
Yeah.
J.J. Davis back to Christian Hurst. Underneath, he tried to get it to Amari Davis, stolen away by Braden Liner. Here's the Wolves, and they throw it away. They just can't stand prosperity. They need to slow down a little bit, and that's what Coach Matt Moore is telling them right now.
And that was one of my keys to the game. You can't force the issue.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I really have been so proud and so fun to the job that Coach Matt Moore's done with this Fayetteville program. And a late shot by Micah Hall at the end of the first half is no good. 28-16, a 12-point lead for the Childersburg Tigers. We'll go to the locker room and come back with our Coos Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show on the Dom Tar Tiger Sports Network and the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. Back in a couple of minutes.
At First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need a gift? Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg has you covered. Their gift department is full of fun, unique finds for every occasion. Whether it's a birthday party, baby shower, or just because, stop by Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, the perfect place to find the perfect gift.
Hello, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist in Childersburg. God's love reaches people through fellowship, and at First Baptist, we have many ways and times for you and your family to experience that love and fellowship. Our Sundays start with Sunday school at 9:15 and worship service at 10:20. Our praise team meets at 4 with Sunday evening worship at 5. Wednesdays, our Next Gen Kids praise team is at 5, and we have Bible study for all ages at 6. Come and enjoy this love and fellowship in 2026 at First Baptist in Childersburg and experience something new.
Looking for the perfect opportunity to connect and grow your business? Join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce the second Tuesday of every month at 8:30 a.m. Each month, a different chamber member hosts, spotlighting their business and giving you the chance to network, discover new opportunities, and build lasting relationships with fellow professionals. Want to know where the next chamber connection will be? Contact the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce today and unlock your next big networking opportunity.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipscall jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Welcome back courtside to Lincoln Golden Bear Arena. Dave McCurley and Jacob Bassett with you. It is 28-16. Childersburg in the lead over Fayetteville in game two of today's action. We'll have the next two for you as well, and we'll get into that. Plus, we'll start the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. When we come back right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett will be joining me here in just a moment on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show. 28-16 so far in the first half. And I'll tell you a little bit about this tournament so far, and then I'll let Jacob join me here with some numbers. Early this morning, starting at 9:30, you better have your grits and eggs early up here as the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs disposed of the B.B. Comer Lady Tigers. 80-20 as it was the final score there. And, of course, here in game two, it is Childersburg over Fayetteville right now, 28-16 at halftime. And, of course, later on, as I see my good buddy Anna K. Blair, I'm going to be talking about her in just a little bit. Next game is going to be the Fayetteville Lady Wolves and the Childersburg Lady Tigers. And, of course, after that, we will have the B.B. Comer Boys. R.J. Burns will be joining me for that game as they take on the Winterboro Boys. And then later on this afternoon for the nightcap, and what will be my fourth game, calling it for the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, we'll have the Sylacauga Lady Aggies as they take on the Talladega Lady Tigers. So lots of basketball here today. One price can get you in. They've got all kinds of things in the concession stand. And can I tell you how great it's been to be here with Principal Matt Brooks and also the assistant principal, Blair Mayfield, who is a wonderful friend of Radio Alabama's, and also all the fine staff here at Lincoln. Jacob, looking at this game quickly before we take another break, before the second half starts, you got some numbers for the first half, and I don't know if you kept up with turnovers, but Fayetteville had a bunch of them.
You don't keep up with turnovers with Fayetteville, or you'll lose count. The leading scorer for the game period is Brandon Calhoun, no doubt. He's 3-for-5 from beyond the arc. That makes up the 9 points that he has. Christian Hurst and Xavion Swain both have 4 points apiece. Hurst and Swain both have 2 fouls apiece, and Tay Fairman has 1 foul. So nobody for the Tigers really in foul trouble right now.
Well, they played a lot of guys in the first half.
Leading scorers for the Fayetteville Wolves, Landon Thomas has 5 points. He has 2 fouls. Brody Ustry, surprisingly, with no points yet, he has 3 fouls.
Yeah, and that's got to change if they're going to get back into this game. It is a 12-point lead for the Childersburg Tigers as we are going to be at the end of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. We'll step aside and pay a few more bills, and when we come back, we'll have second-half action for you as Childersburg 28, Fayetteville 16. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? Ah! And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. Ah! And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
The Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce is working to better serve its members and the community. The Chamber is revamping its program of work to bring fresh ideas, stronger connections, and events that make a real impact. Each event hosted by the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber is being designed to be the very best it can be, because when local businesses succeed, the entire community thrives. Stay connected and be part of the growth with the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
I tell you what, Jacob Bassett, one of those plates from Allen Brew Markets would be nice right about right now. Some of those wings and wedges, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that and a good coffee and a good sausage and egg biscuit in the morning when it's fresh, man. I tell you what, you can't beat Betty Ruth's Cafe.
I pick at Jacob because he does the same thing I do. He's up early going to work and everything, and he likes the coffee. I like my Diet Dr. Pepper. Either way, you're getting a little caffeine, but what a great place. Tim Allen and all of his staff over there, they do such a wonderful job. There's stores all around the Coosa Valley that you can stop at, and, of course, they have everything. Well, we're underway in the second half. Fayetteville will have the first possession as they are down by 12, and a quick trap already and a turnover. Childersburg jumps into that trap, and Fayetteville just has yet to figure out how to deal with it. Here is Jacob Johnson down underneath. They're going to go to work with the big man. He couldn't get a shot. Good defense by Landon Thomas. But Jacob Johnson is the one that has he even scored?
I don't think so.
And he is our leading scorer. And he's good to give you at least 12 or 15 a game, sometimes even more than that. Fayetteville gets it down underneath to Ursary, and he's going to be fouled. Not sure who they got that foul on. Might have
Johnson.
Been, okay. And Jacob just has not been Jacob's self so far today.
I believe that's his second foul, I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he'll get into the scoring column here before long. It's not like him to be that way. That one clanks around every part of the rim and goes in for Ursary. He'll get one more. Jacob had a very good game against midfield on Friday night, gave a lot of energy, stayed on the floor pretty much the entire ball game. Ursary no good on that one, and that one's picked out of the air by the big hands of Hezekiah Parker. Here's Jacob to Tay down the baseline, and he loses it, and I think it's going to
the hands of Landon.
Okay, so they're going to keep it here. I thought it was going to be a fumble ball for a minute. Here's Brandon Calhoun to trigger it in underneath his own basket. Nice play to his guy. He couldn't get it to go, but he gets a rebound, having great position against Ursary, who couldn't foul him. Yeah. Does he have two or three?
He has three.
Okay, that's what I thought. So Hezekiah lays it in, 30-17. And Fayetteville throws turnovers. It away again. When they have the ball out toward half court and these guards for Childersburg come out to trap, they've yet to figure out how to really bust it open. Brandon Calhoun cannot hit the three, and it's tipped around by Childersburg and controlled by Lefty Swain. Here's Jacob. He looks at a three, thinks better of it. Now they'll kick it other side. Brandon Calhoun, middle to Lefty, back to Tay. Right side Calhoun for three, no good. And finally Landon Thomas gets the rebound. And he'll give it off to Braden Liner. Here comes Liner, round the back dribble. He'll go in the lane, kick it out. Ursreed gave up a three, goes down, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul, and that's going to be four. And guess who took it?
Jacob Johnson.
He does that a lot. He and Brandon Calhoun, and that time Ursary's going to get himself into more foul trouble, and Braden Deloach is going to have to come back into the game for him. 30-17, 6:08 to go, third quarter. Lefty Swain, he'll miss a shot, and there's Hezekiah Parker to grab the rebound and put it back in, and Hezekiah is starting to make his presence known underneath the basket.
Just don't have an answer for his size.
No, he's a big individual. He's probably 6 foot five, maybe weighing around 250, 260, and he's very agile at that size too, Jacob.
And he probably has 50 pounds on our biggest, which is probably more than likely Landon.
And that's a nice job by Jet Liner, who was the only man back to try to defend Lefty Swain, and he did. And then he gets trapped and calls timeout, so we will take a timeout with the Fayetteville Wolves. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Back courtside with you at Lincoln Golden Bear Gymnasium. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett, William Fayetteville will keep the possession after getting that timeout. 32-17. Childersburg with a 15-point lead, and Fayetteville comes right out of a timeout. And boy, I thought they threw it away. And it must have went off the hand of a Childersburg Tiger. So Fayetteville's going to keep it, but, boy, they get in that trap again, and Jet Liner got away with a travel. Here's Landon Thomas, left wing with the basketball, gives it back out top to Brennan Marlin. The two seniors working as hard as they can and taken away by Lefty Swain. Here's a two-on-one. Lefty will go down the lane, put it up and in over the outstretched arms of Braden Liner. And the Tigers now doubling up the Wolves, 34-17. And a near steal again. But this time, Lefty a little too aggressive. He knocks Braden Liner to the ground, and that's going to pick up foul number three for Xavion Swain.
And they'll leave him on the court.
Yeah, they feel like, I guess, they've just gotten so much depth. And one of the guys that has not come into the game yet that you'll see here before long, he is a fan favorite, a student favorite, is big number 21, Cam Heavy D Estelle, probably one of the best kids you'll ever meet in your life. Just a great young man. Landon Thomas will get a look at a three, and that is going to be an air ball. It'll go out of bounds and over to Childersburg. 4:23 to go, third quarter, 34-17, Childersburg. Here comes Tay to Jacob, to Lefty, to Brandon. He'll get a look at a three off the back iron, no good. Jacob Johnson had it, couldn't control it. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. And that's going to be a traveling call on Landon Thomas right here in front of us. He doesn't like the call. He thought he was fouled by Xavion Swain. But, Jacob, I think he moved his feet before he was fouled.
I think he walked into the foul.
Yes.
There.
Good way to analyze that. Here's Tay to Xavion. Jacob will get a look at a three. Off the iron, no good. He gets it back. Kicks it to Brandon, other side for a three. Swish. That's his fourth three of the game. And from long distance now, the Wolves trailing by 19. They actually called that a two. And that's going to be a traveling call on Aiden Blair right in front of us.
So Fayetteville miscues have been costly.
And now they get it right. That was a three by Brandon, his fourth one of the game. And he's got another look, gives it up to Lefty Swain. Here's Tay Fairman, right wing with it, working against Jet Liner. He'll get it in the corner. That's Lefty. He'll drive baseline, and he's going to be fouled, I believe. That's going to go against Landon Thomas.
That's his third.
So 3:27 to go, third quarter. Fayetteville with a couple of guys with three fouls. Actually, Brody Ursary has four. He won't be back into the game for a while. Childersburg's Xavion Swain's got three fouls, and he's at the free throw line and cannot get that one to go. He'll get one more. 20-point Tiger lead. And Childersburg back with their starting five on the floor right now, but they have played as many as 11 people already in this game. Childersburg very deep. 16-6 on the year, and when you ask who they've lost to, they have lost to Thompson by three, Sylacauga two times by once and by seven. They lost to a 4A very good Sipsey Valley team and lost once to Midfield. All of those teams ranked in the classification that they're in. So, and they lost once to Lee Scott, who is also ranked. Jet Liner down the baseline. His shot off the side of the backboard. Good defense by Brandon Calhoun. If you're wondering, Childersburg has also beat three 6A schools and a 7A school.
So Ben Russell's one of those.
Yeah, Chelsea being another, and that one's going to go out of bounds on Fayetteville. They get the rebound and just cannot keep from throwing it away. 38-17, Childersburg with the basketball right in front of us. And Jacob and Brandon playing catch with it. Now they'll give it to Tay. He's going to the goal. Back out to Brandon. He'll get another look at three, and that is his fifth three of the game. And that gives Childersburg a 41-17 lead. Jack got away with a travel.
Fayetteville's still looking for their first points this half.
Yeah, and Jacob's going to lose, and that's going to be backcourt. Les has already got the steal, and he couldn't keep up with it. He is not having his Jacob Johnson-type day. But, you know, I told you about their defense.
Yeah.
You know, last week they played Vincent. They were down 18-9 at the end of the first quarter to Vincent. And that's going to be a kick. It'll stay Fayetteville basketball. In two quarters, Vincent scored 8 points. Because when they, after that first quarter, they had to come to Jesus meeting about their defense, giving up 18. Then they give up 8 for the next two quarters. And Childersburg ended up winning that game by 20. Here's the Wolves. Jetliner working against Xavion Swain. Marlin gets around and then stolen by Xavion. Here's a two-on-one. He'll give it good Euro step, and he'll go by Aiden Blair and lay it in. He had Duke Fairman on the other side. Long three-pointer by Marlin is no good. Brandon Calhoun with a backside rebound. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Landon Thomas. It'll stay Childersburg ball. 43-17 with a 1:37 to go, third quarter. And right now, we're ahead of schedule, Jacob. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to get home and watch the Natty. Brandon Calhoun with another long zone three that time.
That's 18 points off of all three.
Yeah, he's got 6 3-pointers, 46-17. And here's what's really important with that shot is Jet Liner goes in. He'll give a three-pointer to Landon. No good. Backside rebound to Tay Fairman. If they score here and go up by more than 30 to start the fourth, Brandon for another three.
Wow.
He's hotter than a firecracker right now, and it's 49-17. If this holds up, Jacob, that fourth-quarter clock will run. Here's Landon trying to work against Duke Fairman. Back to Aiden Blair. He'll fire three. In and out, no good. Duke Fairman with a good rebound. And that's going to be a foul. I believe that one's going to go against Brendan Marlin. Yeah.
That's only his first.
46 seconds to go in this quarter. Childersburg, correct me if I'm wrong, it was, what, 31-17?
Yeah.
They've scored 18 points in this quarter. And most of them have been off the hot hands of Brandon Calhoun from three-point land. 49-17, lefty at the free throw line. They'll give it to Jacob. Back to Tay. Tay will go down the lane, lay it up and in. Nobody wanted to stop him. And it's 51-17 with 30 to go in the third quarter. Fayetteville looking at pressure again. Here's Braden Liner. He gets it across half court. And they'll fire up a three, missed by Childersburg. Here goes Duke Fairman. He's going to go in and try to slam one. Couldn't get it, but gets his own rebound. Couldn't get that one to go. And, boy, he hits the floor hard with the back of his head. We'll check on him in a second. Fayetteville the other way. Can't get a shot to go. And Brandon is going to be fouled by Braden Liner with 0.6. He threw it in from the timeline, Braden did, but it's not going to count. As they call it a foul, and this should put Brandon Calhoun at the free throw line. Well, no, there are only three fouls in the third quarter, so it will not. Childersburg, Tay will fire it from three quarters. Oh, he almost hit that thing off the iron to end the third quarter. Well, the Alabama Termite and Pest Control fourth quarter coming up, 51-17. Childersburg will step aside and pay a few more bills when we come back. It'll be the fourth quarter.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleydale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
We'll get to work in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control. And when I get a break, I'm going to let you hear from them. Childersburg by 34. Micah Hall will get a three. That's off the front iron, no good. Fayetteville wants to run with it. Micah runs it down. Look at that hustle. You're up 34 points, and you got juniors diving on the floor, and that's going to be a traveling call. While I've got a second, let's let you hear from our fourth quarter sponsor right now.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite. Now, back to the action.
I'd like to thank Christy and all her fine crew over at Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg. A lot of people use them, and they're the best. Heavy D in the corner can't get a shot off. Here's Christian Hurst with it. J.J. Davis with a three. Can't get it to go, and there's Duke Fairman to clean it up and put it home. He's the tallest one on the floor right now for the Tigers, and nobody wanted to get that backside rebound with him. Here's Jet Liner to Landon. 4-3, no good. And that's the little thing Jet made a no-look pass to him that cost him just a fraction of a second. If he just made a crisp pass, I think Landon had a better shot at that. Landon had to kind of alter to catch it. Here's Landon. He gives a head fake to Duke. Kicks it outside. Brennan Marlin for three. No good. And there's Braden Liner. He can't get it. And Childersburg will get it down the floor quickly to Duke. And he's going to be fouled. And that's going to be a technical foul on Duke. He threw the ball at Jetliner. And he's going to be coming out of the game. As one thing about Duke, he is a great kid. But sometimes he will get a little frustrated, either with himself or at somebody else. And he's going to come out of the game. And, you know, that's not going to hurt Childersburg today, okay?
Yeah.
But somewhere down the road, he's going to be called on against your midfields and against your Lee Scotts, to where he's going to have playing time that means something, and he's got to keep his emotions in check. And he hits one of two free throws and gives Childersburg a 54-17 lead, 37-point lead. Clock is going to just continue to run. It's actually stopped right now because of the technical foul. I believe it, of course, Coach Moore can choose whoever he wants to shoot this technical foul, but the actual ball was tossed at, not thrown. Wasn't nothing major, but it was tossed at Jetliner. So let's see who Coach Matt Moore wants to put on the line here. They'll get two free throws, and then they'll get the basketball. It looks like it's going to be Brennan Marlin. Actually, no, they don't. Not actually be Landon Thomas. KJ McCurley over there on the sideline today with the Wolves. Those kids really love having him over there. Here's the senior, big senior for Fayetteville, and he cashes in on the first free throw. He'll get one more in the clock now. Well, it was rolling. That stopped again. Can't get the second one to go. Now it will start. 55-18.
And that was the first point of the second half for the Fayetteville Wolves.
Yeah, and it comes from on a technical free throw. I think you'll see Coach Johnny Johnson kind of back off of the full court pressure now, but they'll still play that wonderful defense. Ursrig drives in, can't get it to go, and there's big Cody Fowler to rip it down. Or no, that's actually not Cody Fowler. That's heavy D for a three is what that is. Grabbing that rebound for Childersburg was Jamari Adair. He's wearing number 20 today. Eli Fowler has yet to play. I don't know if he actually came. Yeah, I see him over there. He hadn't come in yet. Heavy D with a three. What a great young man. Great ambassador for Childersburg High School. And Braden Liner threw it off the head of Christian Hurst. No, nothing bad there. They'll try to get it in, and it's stolen away by J.J. Davis, and then he traveled. He did. And Fayetteville will get the basketball right back. Well, Fayetteville's going to exit this tournament today, Jacob. 4.5 minutes to go, and they're down by 40. Tell me this. They've got a game scheduled later this week.
Verbena, Friday.
And that's an area game, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Actually, no, that is not an area game. Their area is Notasauga, Otago Academy, and Verbena. That is an area game. I think it is.
That's right.
So they'll be back in action. Is that game Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
And that it's at
home.
At Fayetteville. So if you want to get out and watch the Wolves, check it out down at Fayetteville High School.
Well, on the schedule, if you have a schedule, it shows us a way, but, you know, they had to flip-flop it
right
due to the incident back in December.
Yep. Ursary hits his first free throw. Coming into the game for Childersburg is Amari Davis. He'll replace Christian Hurst. And good job by Ursary hitting both of those free throws. And it's 58-20, 38-point lead for the Tigers with 3:25 to go in the game. And by all intents and purposes, we should be on time for Childersburg and Fayetteville's girls. They'll be getting it on next, and we'll have the call of that. KJ McCurley will be joining us, and Fayetteville got called for going over the back there on Childersburg, and this game's over with. So JJ Davis for three. I don't know how many threes the Tigers have hit today. Brandon Calhoun had six. I know Heavy D had one. And I think now JJ Davis. Here's Braden DeLoach, and it was taken away by Heavy D. Cam Estelle with the steal. Here come the Tigers with a 41-point lead. J.J. Davis again. Not this time from three. Nice rebound that time by Victor Mendoza. Hadn't called his name a lot today.
Blayton Cantrell out
yeah.
there on the floor.
I was going to say some new guys in there for Fayetteville. Braden DeLoach, as I mentioned, Victor Mendoza. Here's Blayton Cantrell. He'll throw it up. Backside it goes to DeLoach. He's going to be pushed by Cam Estelle, and that'll be a foul. That is not going to put Fayetteville at the free throw line. One more will, as that's the fourth team foul on the Tigers this quarter. 61-20 with under 2 minutes to play now. Nobody kind of wanted that ball, and Blayton Cantrell went and got it, and he had his pocket picked by Micah Hall. Micah's going to go in and be fouled by Cantrell. That is just something that a young man will learn, and that will not happen as he progresses through his high school years. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think he's in the eighth grade, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, young one, but he has got a lot of promise, a lot of promise. And, of course, a lot of people here from Fayetteville today. And there is Micah Hall making his first free throw of the day.
Yeah, no matter if times are good or bad, the people of Fayetteville are going to travel well.
No doubt about it, and they'll get one more as the Fayetteville Lady Wolves will play next against the Lady Tigers of Childersburg. Micah Hall missed his second free throw, and Amari Davis went up and got the offensive rebound. So with less than a minute to go, if he can hurry, he'll get two free throws here because that clock is running. Under a minute to go. Amari can't get the first one to go. He'll get one more. And Fayetteville may get one more possession in this, and that's going to just about do it. 62-20 right now. This will help pad your defensive stats if you're Childersburg. Holding the Wolves to 20 points so far with less than 30 seconds to go. Davis makes the second free throw, 63-20. Here is, and it's almost stolen away, and it is. J.J. Davis comes up with the steal. He's going to go in, and his shot blocked nicely by Braden DeLoach. And that's going to probably wind it up as the clock is striking zero right now. 63-20. Childersburg with a 43-point victory.